Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we're discussing the Vivavalamban Prem Vishay, because it's come to that juncture in our study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it's a long, slow class following the footsteps of my Gurudev, who gave class only Kartik he spent in Vrindavan. And this particular preaching campaign, he spoke from Nectar, what he called Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which I told you he began in a verse-by-verse translation back in the 50s, which he included in his English Back to Godhead magazine. The first 11 verses, Prabhupada translated verse-by-verse, put word-for-word, translation, and tika. And he continued that, but time was less, so he zipped it all up and made Nectar Devotion. And basically, if you look closely at Nectar Devotion, there are only quite a few, but not that many, verses Prabhupada is overlooked for expediency. And he very beautifully presents the teachings. So in this verse-by-verse discussion, Rupa Goswami Pad is saying the guna, the qualities of Krishna, are one of the stimulants of love. And Krishna has so many qualities, 64 qualities are there. So then, stating the principle, then Rupa Goswami lists quality by quality, defines them, gives references to explain the display of those qualities, to show how, when Krishna has these qualities, these wonderful qualities, and when Krishna displays these qualities in the context of his lila with various devotees, then when devotees take part in those lilas and observe these qualities, it increases their love and attachment for Krishna. This is a type of udipan in Vibhav. So this chapter of Vibhav is 200 pages long. So it may be 50 kartiks till we finish. We've been giving classes on this book, verse by verse, since 5-6 years. We've come a long way. We're on page 481. And there's 900 pages. So at this rate, another 6 years, we'll finish this book. Then there's part two. This is part one. So now we're discussing the qualities, and this is the... We discussed the 19th quality of Krishna's Kala Desha Supatra. And Jiva Goswami makes a distinction. Why Supatra? Why not Patra? Why Supatra? Because the emphasis Rupa Goswami is intending is on the person, not the things. Desh, place, Kala, time. They're important, but not the essential thing. The essential thing is the person. As if you have... You have time and place with no persons, nothing happens. I mean, time happens. So the persons, which are the patras, are important. So supatra, of these three, the most important thing is the supatra. That means persons acting in circumstances at particular time and particular places. So this is the 20th quality, Shastra Chakshush. I think we've all heard this before, no? Guru Chakshush. The eye of the devotee is two. Two eyes, yes? What is one eye? Guru Chakshush. What is the other eye? Shastra Chakshush. And who is in front? Who are you looking at with those two eyes? Sadhu. Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. Shastra Chakshush. Shastranusari karma ya shastra chakshu sakatyate. A is translation by Pujyapad Srila Bhanu Swami Maharaj. A person with the eyes of scripture, who is that shastra chakshush? That is a person who performs his actions according to the rules of scriptures. The scriptures are his standard. The scriptures are his guide. His behavior guide, his manual of activity. How to live in the world. What to do, what not to do. Yama, niyama. How to move, how to act, how to work properly. God-centered. All coming from scripture. Varna, dharma. Ashram, dharma, duties, activities of your occupation, duties and activities of your spiritual ashram, Shastra Chakshush, not Yashastra Vidyam Utsrija Kartate Kamakarata Nasa Srimavapnati Nasukam Na Paramgati. Krishna says, you're a modern man, you're a scientist. Ah, Shastra is insignificant. Tuchavat. Utsrija. Utsrija Tuchavat. Utsrija. Srija means I reject it. I deny it. I decry it. I oppose it. I don't accept it. Shastra Vidyam Utsrija is irrelevant. It is mitology, as Prabhupada said. Mitology. Yeah, it's your tology. It's your mitology. It's our reality. Mythology. It's irrelevant to modern times. Antiquated, ancient books. Useless for all intents and purposes. Science is the way. Science solves problems. Science creates problems. You say science solves problems, they solve one and create five. Give us a car, and then pollute the air, pollute the water, pollute the soil, pollute everything. So he gave us one thing, and gave us one good thing, and five bad things. So that means, Yashastra Vidhi, so the Vedic man, he follows, he's Shastra Chakshush. And he gets happiness and peace and paramgati. As Krishna is telling in Gita. So then he gives a reference. Abhut kam sa ripor netram shastram evarta jistaye netram bujam tu yuvati vrindan madhaya kevalam. The eyes of scripture which belong to Krishna, the Kansari, enemy of Kamsa, the eyes of scripture which belong to Krishna exist only to see the practical action in a given situation. With his lotus eyes, Krishna exists only to bewilder young women. Very interesting. One place, Krishna's eyes are the Shastra. And he's telling everyone what to do with that particular, those eyes. These are my Shastra Chakshush. Read them, study them, follow them. Follow my vision, follow my line of thought. Follow my direction. Nice, Acha. You go that way. Now, nature ambujam. I've given you Shastra Chakshush. You take it and run with it. Be happy. I've given you all this Vedic yoga. You be happy by that performance of sacrifice. Saha yagya puravacha. You know, that verse is there, Gita. Saha yagya puravacha. Be thou happy by the performance of this yoga. Follow the Shastras. Be happy. Okay. Get lost. Now, nature ambuja. Nature, my eyes, ambuja, my lotus eyes, they are not for you. Ah, you karmavadis, you go, enjoy. My nature ambujam is for Radha. The Braja Yuvatis. Yeah. You go. Take your money and go. Take your women and go. Take your business and go. You go in the city, enjoy. I'm going in the dark forest where you can't see me. Krishna's lotus eyes exist only for Mada. Brindan Mada Kevalam. Mada means intoxication. Mada. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsarya. Mada. Intoxication. Brinda. Brindavan. Brinda. Group. Brinda. Sakhi group. Where? Brindavan. All the Braja Yuvatis. Because he says, oh, he doesn't say, yeah, he says, Yuvati Brindan Mada Kevalam. This nature bujam, what are they for? Kevalam. They're only for one thing. This eye is for Shastra. This eye is for Gopi. Krishna Kripa Kataksha. Okay, one eye, Shastra Chakshu. One eye is enough to keep my eyes on you. I got my eye on you. You ever hear this expression? Hey, I'm keeping my eye on you. You never heard that? What are you doing with your other eye? I'm keeping my eye on you. Okay, fine. But what are you doing with your other eye? Don't worry about that. Find your own business. Yuvati Brindan Mada Kevalam. That lotus eye exists only one purpose, to make the Yuvati Brinda, the group, all the Sakis, the Raja Yuvatis, make them crazy. Mudda, intoxicated crazy. Okay, I'm a little crazy. I'm crazy. We're all crazy. Otherwise, you can't be a Krishna. If you're a Krishna, you're a crazy. Not that if you're a crazy, you're a Krishna. Many people are crazy and they're crazy. But if you're a Krishna, it's not that one thing is equal to the other. If you're a Krishna, you're a crazy. That everyone agrees. Yeah, you go like this. But if you're a crazy, you're not necessarily a Krishna. You're just like Bill Gates. He's crazy. Or you're Ambani. He's crazy. Or anybody in the material world. Prabhupada wrote an article in 75 BTG. Who's crazy? You or me? I'm surrendering to God, serving God, following Shastra, going to liberation, eternal joy and happiness in the spiritual world. You're serving Maya, suffering, anxiety, tension, bills, problems, terrors, dying to die again, and then dying to die again. You're crazy. Who are you? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know. Where you came from? I don't know. Why you're here? God knows. But I do know one thing. Live, drink, and be merry. That's why I'm here. So Prabhupada said he's crazy. So Krishna, this is very nice. So which Krishna do you want? Do you want the Shastra Chakshus or do you want the lotus eye? We want both, you rascal. What is this? We want the lotus eye. Gopi Bhav. Acha. Okay. Not bad idea. But even gopis follow Niyam. They get up early every day. No, I'm Rag Marg. I get up at 10 o'clock, man. So if you're a gopi and you're bewildered and mad about nature, Ambojam Sham, but you still get up before sunrise and you sweep the house and you put rangoli and you start churning the yogurt. Why? So Sham can come and steal it before sunrise in the dark. So you have a Niyam. You get up in Brahma Muhurta. So the gopis there, are they in Rag Marg? I think so. They are ragatmika bhaktas. Ragatmika. We're following them. Anuga. So they get up very early and they're very clean. They bathe three times a day and they change their clothes and do all pujas and everything they do. So it's not, oh, Ragmarg, no Niyam. Haribo, Nitaigur. Offer your food. No, I'm Ragmarg. Haribo. At least when I was in Vadimarg, I said Sri Vishnu. I went to the store, bought some this or that, and it's Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Tonk. This is Brahman here, no? So now, what is Prabhupada? How does Prabhupada translate this? It gives a nice little different flavor. He translates Shastra Chakshush as seer, by the authority of scriptures. A person who acts exactly according to the tenets of scripture is called Shastra Chakshush. Shastra Chakshush means one who sees through the eyes of authorized scriptures. Actually, any man of knowledge and experience should see everything through these books. If you have experience, if you're intelligent, have knowledge and some qualification of educational acumen, then you should apply your vision to the introspective and broad perspective vision provided by Vedic Shastra, Prabhupada's telling. For example, with our naked eye, naked means without knowledge, eye without knowledge, with our naked eye, we perceive the sun planet as some small, glaring substance. I can encircle with my fingers. Oh, I have the sun now. There's the moon. The moon is there. Chandrama. So I go like this. I hold the moon. It's all so small. But when we have knowledge behind our eye, if the eye has nothing behind it but perception, it's naked. It's missing something. Naked means no clothes, no covering. Eye covered with knowledge is a seer. Eye without knowledge is a perception. It's just a vision. Seer, and you see eye back with knowledge. The greater the knowledge, the greater perception. You have no knowledge of medicine, no knowledge of iridology, no knowledge of face diagnosis. You don't know. So if someone walks in your office, you look at their face, you say, oh, you have to take temperature, you have to put something on their arm, you have to take sonography, you have to do all these kind of things. 50,000 rupees testing. They come in the office, you say this, that, that. Okay, he gives you a piece of paper, 20 tests. You go somewhere to a lab, spend $50,000. Then he comes back, here's my test report. And someone who's trained with knowledge, he can look at your face. Oh, the bag under your eyes means this. Oh, this particular portion of your iris, there's some vacuole there. That means there's deficiency in your liver. So many things. Because he has knowledge. He's trained in healthcare. Ancient healthcare. Free. Sits down. All he does is look at you. With the eye of knowledge. Mundane knowledge. So the greater the knowledge, greater perception. We can see through authorized books of science and other literature, we understand how much greater the sun globe is than this earth and how powerful it is. So seeing things through the naked eye without knowledge is not actually seeing. Seeing things through authorized books or authorized teachers is the correct way to see. So Prabhupada establishes this platform of logic. This is how the material world works. We're in it. We're materialists, we can relate and understand this logical presentation. It's reasonable. Now taking that into the spiritual sphere. We want to understand God. So there must be authorized teachers, must be authorized books. When we find an authorized teacher, then we follow his teachings, and we study these authorized books, Shastra, then we get Shastra Chakshus. Then we become a seer by the authority of scriptures. So, comma, although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can see all that is past, present, and future, to teach the people in general, he himself always used to refer to the scriptures. For the Supreme Authority, Krishna still mentioned and quoted Vedanta Sutra as authority. There is a statement in Srimad Bhagavatam wherein a person jokingly says that Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, is known as a seer through Shastras. In order to establish his authority over, Krishna is now engaged in seeing the gopis, whereby the gopis are becoming maddened. So Prabhupada's translation describes the speaker, describes the attitude and relation of the speaker to whom he's speaking to, Krishna, and gives such, because here the translation, there's a verse, yata, abut kamsa ripor netram, shastram evarta drishtaye. Jiva Goswami says, this is a statement made by someone in a joking mood. If you read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu without any tika, you'll see a verse as praman or evidence. Yes, Krishna has a quality of Shastra Chakshush. Here's an example. But then, who spoke this example? Then, what's the context? What is the relationship? Then the tika is there. So Prabhupada, he's not telling Jiva Goswami's tika. It's already there. Is already there. Because the verse is not telling, this is someone speaking in a joking mood. You cannot tell. Jiva Goswami is revealing. This verse is someone joking with Krishna. So Prabhupada knows, reads these commentaries, then he writes his purport. There is a statement in Bhagavatam. So now a more refined presentation. Now someone is, because we work with Manaswami, and when we did the Sartha Darshan, he did the same thing. He would cite a verse in the Tika. Then I would spend months and months looking up all the references, where it's from. Harivamsa Purana, this, that. So here, it's not told. Here, Prabhupada's telling, it's getting warmer. The plot's thickening. Because here it doesn't indicate. There is a statement in Srimad Bhagavatam. That means that this verse is a statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. Wherein a person jokingly says to Krishna, so that idea that a person is jokingly speaking this verse to Krishna comes from Jiva Goswami's tika. So it's already there. Inbuilt. It's an inbuilt option when you buy this model. When you buy this model, you get so many options, free of, you know, because of high price model. So it's Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta tika, it's Jiva Goswami, Vishnath, everything. There. Which makes it the nectar of devotion. In order to establish his authority over, Krishna is now engaged in seeing the gopis, whereby the gopis are becoming maddened. He says the same basic point. Krishna's lotus eyes exist only to bewilder the young women. So the essence of truth is there, but just some embellishment and sweeter presentation is here. Of course, that's a subjective view. Can't but be, if I'm alive. If I have no prejudice, I'm not alive. And to be prejudiced of one's guru or proud of one's guru, that's living. That's bhakti, living bhakti. Mamata for guru. Mamata implies ownership. And Jiva Goswami says, mamata implies pride also. Mamata means possessive. And possession, you say possession means my wealth. And having possession, having mamata for your possessions creates pride. This is Jiva Goswami's commentary on this quality of mamata. So we want to possess our guru, and we want our guru to possess us. And along with that mood of possession, our mamata, we have pride. I'm proud of my guru. Me, I'm dog number zero. Not even dog number one. Somebody else is dog number one. I am dog. Remember, you know that pastime, know it so well. One devotee, god brother of ours, is walking with Prabhupada, and he was feeling very low and wretched and fallen. He said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am so fallen. Prabhupada, I am so fallen. And Prabhupada stopped, looked at him and said, you're not most fallen anything. Because he detected that the mind of the disciple was getting pratishtha by being the most fallen. We're all fallen, right? Yeah, Jagai and Madai say to each other, we're fallen, right? And Madai says, no, I'm the most fallen. So, okay, we're all fallen. But hey, I'm the worst demon. Oh, that means ego, means pride. It's a prophecy, you're not the most fallen anything. So we can't be proud of ourselves. We can be proud of our Ishtadev, Sri Krishna, and Radha, and Gurudev. So Krishna is a seer by the authority of scriptures. And like our father, Sri Krishna, we should also be a seer by the authority of the scriptures. And see everything according to the attitude and angle of our Sajatiya Snigdha Guru Varg. That is Guru Chakshush. Seeing according to their angle of vision. They see Rupa Goswami in a certain way. That's their Snigdha. That's their Sajati. We want to follow their line of vision, their line of thought, Rupa Anuga Dhara. And then their thought is coming from the Shastra. So Guru Chakshu is Shastra Chakshu. Guru is Rupa, is Raganugya Bhakta. And he's following Rupa Goswami, Rupa Rati. Rupa Raghunatha Hoivi Akuti. He's very eager to follow and very eager to have all his disciples follow the teachings of Rupa and Raghunath. This is our perfection. Shastra Chakshus, Guru Chakshus. If you have one eye, it's difficult to navigate. It's inauspicious to even look at anyone with one eye. So one eye navigation is inauspicious and difficult and problematic. So Shastra Chakshus is not enough. Many people know Shastra, but they have no Guru. There are many teachers and professors who have some idea of Shastra, some knowledge, but they're not actually, as it says here, that they're not actually acting. They may see things and understand the Shastra to some extent. See Shastra. But the interesting point is, Shastra Chakshush means you see the Shastra through the eye of Shastra and you act according to what you see in the Shastra. Actions and knowledge. So Guru's teachings and following Guru. Shastra's teaching and following Shastra. This is Guru Chakshush and Shastra Chakshush.